From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense missile defense system to South Korea Tuesday, one day after North Korea launched at least four ballistic missiles, including three which landed in Japanese waters. The head of the UN nuclear agency, Yukiya Amano, criticized the North's launch.
I again express my serious concern about the nuclear program of North Korea. It is deeply regrettable that the DPRK has shown no indication that it is willing to comply with the UN Security Council resolutions adopted in response to its two nuclear tests last year.
Washington and Seoul agreed to expedite the U.S. missile shield deployment in the face of North Korea's accelerated testing and development of its nuclear and ballistic missile programs, like the Patriot missile system. THAAD uses missiles to shoot down incoming missiles. And South Korea's military says the THAAD system could be operational as early as April. Malaysia is barring all North Koreans, including diplomats and embassy staff, from leaving the country. It's the latest maneuver in a diplomatic battle ignited by last month's killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader in Malaysia. Here now from the Malaysian Deputy Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security.
We are trying to locate them physically. Okay, we have records, immigration records of them being here, but we're trying to locate them physically now.
Earlier on Tuesday, Pyongyang said it had banned Malaysians from leaving North Korea. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.